RV, Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
It's the Dog and Joe Show.
Dog and Joe. On 93.7 The River.
All right, 766-9370. Should the students walking out today protesting for more gun rights? The Parkland shooting happened in Florida, so there's a big walkout today, a big protest happening in states and schools all across the nation. In the state of California, I can't say that it's illegal, but it's against school policy, and they will be reprimanded if the school chooses to enforce school rules because the state law of California says, meaning state law, that they can be punished and these kids that walk out can be treated as truants. And it could go on their school record and they could be punished truancy-wise for the school year.
However, though, they cannot be punished if the school
doesn't punish them.
Organizes the protest.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny, though? The school says, hey, guys, we want you to protest today. Everyone walks out and the truancy clerk just goes crazy.
Yeah, they just start writing them up. Well, see you Saturday. Saturday's school for you.
The kids come home and they want to tell their parents about this great protest, this big chance of history they created, and they come home and their dad whips them. What do you mean you missed?
Did you ever get demerits in high school? You remember those? After spanking and whipping was done, then you started getting demerits, and enough demerits got you detention?
No, they did not mess around with demerits. Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
They did not demerit us. What they did is they gave us after-school detention. And if you collected...
Immediately.
After-school detention, if you collected five, okay? And there were two different after-school detentions. You could collect 2 hours per day because you had an eighth and ninth or seventh and eighth period.
Right.
So you could get double doses of detention. And I had a couple of those. But if you had 5 days of detention...
Meaning you got in trouble five times, five detentions, not in a row, but just five?
You had to do five detention days in a row, you would get suspended for 1 day.
Okay.
And that's how we did it. We never had demerits, but then what they would do is they would collect the detentions, and the detentions would get you suspended. Suspensions would lead to expulsion, which could start anywhere from 1 week to two to whatever.
That's how it was. Three demerits for a detention, three detentions for I get kicked out 1 day.
Yeah.
You get kicked out 1 day three times, you're out for the year.
See, they didn't have demerits for us. They just said, hey, you working on a detention? And you'd say either no or yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's
That's
go to Nathan. Nathan, welcome. What's up?
Hey, I teach in the Sacramento School District, and I'm a teacher for middle school. We actually had a meeting this last week regarding the walkout and what we're going to do.
Nathan, what subject do you teach?
I teach what subject or grade level?
Yeah, no, what subject?
I teach history and English.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. Look at this. You're right a history on. Teacher. Okay, right what a fine time for you to shine. So what happened at this school meeting?
Essentially, we didn't know how we were going to try to prevent the students from walking off campus where it become a liability for us teachers. Because if a student walks out of class, ultimately you're responsible to keep the parents aware of what's happening to the students.
Oh, so see, this is
a good point.
Did you hear our conversation earlier, Nathan? We talked about this. Because we talked about who's responsible for these kids, and when they're on school property or when they're on school time, whose fault is it if something were to happen? So you had to have a meeting to decide whether or not these kids could legally be in your hands or whose hands they'd be in.
That's what we were discussing, because the actual principal of our school site, they met with all the administrators across the whole school district, and I guess they had a two-hour-long conversation to try to figure out how are we going to best manage the students walking out. So the response was, what if we pass down to the student body president a message of, we understand there's a walkout, what if you were to try to organize a activity at some time where the kids are at least managed or watched over by the administration? So it wasn't as though we're trying to encourage them to do a walkout. We're trying to really encourage them to stay on the school site where they're doing an activity that the administration can at least watch what the kids are doing.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
It does from a legal standpoint, but agree with me on this. I mean, you're a history teacher, Nathan. Doesn't that kind of screw the whole protest vibe up? I mean, that's not a real protest. If the work, you know, like let's say you want more money at work or you want to join the union or get out of the union, and the work says, okay, hey, guys, instead of you guys going out on the street, what we're going to do is bring in coffee and donuts and you guys can yell at us on a two-hour lunch break in the break room. How about that? You see what I'm saying? That kind of it dilutes the protest, and it's not a real protest if the kids can't rebel. peacefully.
Sure. A true walkout would be not to really have any involvement as a school.
Okay, guys, we're going to meet in the block. We're going to go to the gymnasium today, and you're going to go all crazy with your signs and really tell us what needs to happen.
Not really, because if you think about it, what they're doing is more along the lines of what you kind of want implemented. They've taken now control.
This is not a takeover of a prison.
Oh, listen to this. I'm thinking about this from the kids' point of view, okay? So I'm going to come at it like, oh, my God, the school's on our side. They're going to organize this protest for us. They're going to let us protest. Well, you know what the school just did? They've kept them from leaving school, which would have turned their one-hour protest into possibly the whole rest of the afternoon to where they could have called
Okay, so now they're controlling the time, and the kids are safe.
And
okay.
not been able to come back to school.
Yeah.
They've taken it now from whatever length of protest they were going to have down to a 17-minute window that's in and out in between a class. What they've just done is they've hijacked the kids' protest. They've made it their own. They've facilitated it into a school day and made it so that it can come and go and nobody even know it happened.
Yeah, but if the kids were smart, they like I say, they would know that this
You're a bad teacher.
Yeah. I mean, it's a phony protest. Yeah, I mean, I get what the school's doing.
I see what you people have done here to these children.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Go out and give them hell, kids, for 17 minutes, but don't go off school grounds. The teachers, you know, they're like, oh, my God. They're in the back. They're smoking. They're drinking whiskey. They're partying. The teachers are having sex with each other. It's like a big groping party of debauchery. The teachers are like, they're not going past the football field. Let's drink.
The kids are going, oh, that sucked.
Yeah, we're really going to make a difference.
Not that we wanted to have it happen.
I know. So,
can I add something?
Yeah.
So with the students who are participating, we have no idea the numbers. It's not as though we have a class of 35 students and 30 of them are walking out, or 35 of them. There might be 10 students that decide they actually want to walk out, potentially in the rain, and do a protest. So if kids are staying in class, I have to continue with my instruction and watch over the students who are in the classroom who want to be there and participate. I cannot guarantee that all of my students are going to be in the classroom, and as a response, the administration says if they're not going to come back into class, you have to mark them absent, and they can deal with the repercussions.
Yeah, and that is part of California state law, which we covered. You have to do that. If they go more than 30 minutes missing the class, it's a full truancy or a true missile.
Are you going to have to repeat that part of the lesson that they missed as well? What happens to those kids that miss out on that part of what it is you're teaching at that time period? How do they get caught up, or how do they get tested on that, you know?
I mean, as a teacher, I would provide some way for the students.
Yeah, no, see Nathan, don't coddle them. Don't swaddle these kids. This is what I would do. This is what I would do. If I were a superintendent
burn the school down?
No, I'm not going to burn the school down. I would say, today, I'm going to make note, and I want all teachers to follow suit. Today is a critical quiz day, meaning if any minute of class is missed, it's going to reflect on your grade. And I would say today we're going to hit the books hard, and we're going to have a test tomorrow. And if you miss any part of the class today, it's going to be reflected in your grade. So you can choose to protest. You can do that. But I'm just going to tell you, a big portion of this year's grade will be taught during these times.
Ooh.
That's what I would do.
That is what the administration suggested to the teachers. Like, continue with your lesson. We're not going to make changes to your lesson and what we're teaching the kids. But as a teacher, if I had a student come up to me and ask for additional information on their own time or at lunch or after school, I would provide that to the student, but I'm definitely not buying in the classroom. But
yeah, I wouldn't do that. Hey, do you still... Hey, what? So you said you're a middle school history teacher. Let me just ask you this. If you went back a year or two, would you still be allowed to make missions in your classroom right now? California got rid of making missions, didn't they?
Making missions? I'm not familiar.
You're not familiar with making a mission.
Building a mission. Didn't the kids used to have
We used to build model missions.
Oh, building a mission? In the California mission? Like the Catholic mission?
Yeah, like those missions.
On a side note, that privately hurt him bad when they
they've talked about they're not going to make missions in school anymore. We're just going to overlook a piece of gigantic California history.
He took his son to visit each mission, in California.
Six of them.
Mm-hmm. I remember you talking about that. In California history is a specific grade level. I think that they focus on the California history. It might be sixth grade or
I think it's like six, something like that. Anyway, I appreciate your time. Give the kids hell today. I want to take a couple more calls. I appreciate that, Nathan. Aaron's been on for quite a while. Aaron, what'd you want to add? Quickly, couple more calls. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Erin.
Hey. I'm an educator also. I teach at a continuation high school.
Oh, man, you got all the bad kids.
No, I have all of the misfit toys, and I teach all of the kids that the comprehensive high schools can't teach.
Okay, I like how you glamorize that. What do you want to add, Erin?
You know, you made some comments about the Founding Fathers being really educated and courageous and willing to take risks and create these ironclad statements in the Constitution. And I'm totally on board with you. Huge Thomas Jefferson fan.
You're a constitutionalist.
Anyway, yeah. Well, not necessarily. I wouldn't call myself that, but I have great respect for how educated and how courageous these men were.
I really didn't give him too many kudos on the courageousness, but it was just the foresight they had.
Well, the courageousness goes right along with that. I mean,
it
takes great courage to do what they did.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah. So at any rate, they understood, and part of that First Amendment, the right for peaceful protest, they understood that in order for us to make change, sometimes we got to go against the grain.
Mm-hmm.
So with what's happening today, I mean, initially, the 17 minutes was designed as reverence for the people who were killed.
A minute for each person who perished.
A minute for each person. And, you know, whenever we have things in education, I've been in education for 20 years, like this, what happens is we always give the students the option to not participate. So like the previous caller was talking about, you know, he may have some kids in his class and some that went out.
All right, well, what can you add, though, to this? What do you got for us?
Here's what I think. If the kids are exercising their rights and their understanding and their education, which we're supposed to be giving them, you know, as educators, we're supposed to bring these kids to the table so that they can become contributing, participating members of society.
Mm-hmm.
And if they choose to take this action because they believe that it can make change,
mm-hmm.
make schools more safe, they should be able to exercise those rights.
I want you to think about this, though. Are you really teaching them an adult lesson? Are they really going to be the leaders of tomorrow? Because here's what happens when a lot of people, when they protest, they walk out, they don't get paid. Then the company does, they hire scabs. So I think that their grades should be affected, or that they should have detentions, or they should have something levied against them. For them, you could stand up for your cause and you can go exercise your right to protest, but you know what? It's going to affect your grade and you might come back to a detention, because that's what would happen to real adults that want more money or want better health benefits or whatever, you know, the workplace protest.
Is that what would happen to real adults, or would scabs be brought in to take these students' places?
Oh, really? You think you're going to find people that are going to sit in a classroom? What are you going to find? Kids? The continuation kids. That's how they get out of continuation school. They go back to real class.
So that way, when the kids come back from protesting, their notes are still have been taken. You know?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Who's going to do that? What student would do that? Because you'd have to pay them.
I'd love that.
One more. Kimberly, I appreciate your patience. Quickly, what's up?
Hi. So, good morning.
Good morning.
The issue that I'm really, and nobody's really talking about this, is that the Women's March Youth Empower Group has organized this. They're progressive, so where you land on that is personal. But using the kids and fear-mongering for their agenda, and that just doesn't sit well for me. The kids are missing class.
Okay, now wait. Now start from the beginning again.
I want to understand this better.
So the Women's
March Youth Empower Group has planned and organized this, and it's a national event.
Oh, this is where it started, you're saying.
Okay.
Schools are apparently opting into. So they're getting the kids emotionally driven and swept up into this movement.
They're using the children as pawns for the bigger agenda, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, that's not good.
Well, you know what? You're going to be a bunch of dopey high school kids. You're not going to look into the real reason you're protesting again.
Or you're going to be a jerk adult and take advantage of kids? That's a bad deal.
Well, and here's the thing. They want to create this passionate movement. The kids lost their lives. Totally horrible event. Of course, the kids want to mourn that loss, and I get that. But does it have to be during school time? I'm a taxpayer. I don't want my child missing class for somebody else's agenda.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too. If you want to protest to work, you know, no one's going to work all day and then get off work at 6 o'clock and then go protest till dark. That defeats the purpose of a protest. You have to protest during school time for the protest to be effective, or during work time if you want it to stick.
Out and about doing their daily activities, I guess, right?
I think the kids should be punished. You can chime in. This is making me crazy. Just go to Facebook, chime in. Social Survey, it's waiting for you on the river, or Dog and Joe Show page. Cash is coming up. 17 minutes away, another $1,000. Hang on.